Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Nova Lane here, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, Beat Screen Addiction and Take Back Your Life. Ever feel like your phone has a mind of its own? Like it's whispering temptations in your ear, pulling you deeper into the digital vortex with every notification. You're not alone. Today, we're diving into a super important topic: overcoming impulse control issues using digital detox. Because let's be real, sometimes our phones are like those irresistible junk food snacks, delicious in the moment, but leave us feeling sluggish and unsatisfied later on. So, how do we break free from that cycle? How do we reclaim our focus, our energy, and our lives from the clutches of constant connectivity? I've got 5 key takeaways to help you kickstart your digital detox journey and regain control over those impulses. First up, awareness is everything. You gotta know what your triggers are, right? When do you find yourself reaching for your phone out of boredom, anxiety, or just plain habit? Once you're aware of those moments, you can start to challenge them. Try replacing that mindless scrolling with something more fulfilling: a quick walk outside, a few minutes of journaling, or even just a good old-fashioned conversation with someone real. Speaking of conversations, have you noticed how phone interactions often feel shallow compared to face-to-face ones? Sometimes it's easier to scroll through Instagram than to actually call a friend. But remember, real connection is where the magic happens. So, prioritize those genuine interactions, put down your phone, and engage with the world around you. Now, let's talk about setting boundaries. This means being intentional about your phone usage, deciding when and how you'll use it, and sticking to those limits. Think of it like a workout routine for your brain. A little discipline goes a long way. Set designated phone-free times each day, like during meals or before bedtime. You might even want to create specific zones in your home where phones are off-limits: your bedroom, the dinner table, maybe even that cozy reading nook you love. Remember those classic horror movies, where the characters inevitably ignored warnings and met a creepy fate? Well, ignoring your phone's seductive siren song can lead to some pretty scary consequences too. It can drain your energy, impact your sleep, and even damage your relationships. But don't worry, I'm not here to scare you, just to motivate you to make conscious choices that prioritize your well-being. Think about a time when you were completely absorbed in an activity, reading a captivating book, painting a masterpiece, or having a heart-to-heart conversation. You probably weren't even thinking about your phone, right? That's the power of focus. By carving out time for activities that truly engage you, you naturally reduce the urge to constantly check your phone. And let's not forget the incredible benefits: improved concentration, increased productivity, and a deeper sense of fulfillment. Imagine waking up feeling refreshed and energized, ready to tackle the day without the distraction of endless notifications. That's the power of a digital detox. You know that feeling when you finally put your phone down after a long day and realize you have more energy, clarity, and even time for things you enjoy? It's like unlocking a whole new level of yourself, a version that's more present, more focused, and more in control. So today, let's commit to reclaiming our digital lives. Be mindful of your phone usage, set healthy boundaries, prioritize real-world connections, and embrace activities that bring you joy. Remember, it's not about eliminating your phone entirely, it's about using it intentionally and consciously so it serves you, instead of the other way around. Got any tips for overcoming impulse control? Share them with me on social media. Don't forget to subscribe to Your Phone is the Villain. We've got a ton more episodes packed with practical advice and real-life stories to help you conquer your screen addiction and take back your life. See you in the next episode. Stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.